And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. Jesse Allen Robinson has been sentenced to 30 days in jail after entering a no-contest plea to a misdemeanor animal cruelty charge. Defense attorney Kyle Teomara argued that a conflict with the defendant's brother prevented him from caring for the dog, which has since been surrendered. Robinson received 1 day of credit for time served and was granted work release privileges. He is ordered to report to the county jail by noon on August 28th. The court assigned $725 in fines and costs, but declined to impose additional probation. And a Huron County man has resolved a recreational trespassing case stemming from a hunting incident last November. Derek Allen Smith appeared in district court where he entered guilty pleas to 2 counts of recreational trespassing. The charges originated from a November 21st, 2025 incident in Colfax Township, where Smith admitted to shooting a deer on one property and subsequently tracking the animal onto private land without authorization. In exchange for the pleas, the prosecution dismissed a third count. The court ordered Smith to pay a total of $810 in fines and costs, and the sentence includes no jail time, probation, or community service. A Huron County man is facing 9 months of probation following a drunk driving conviction. Chad Joseph Oberski pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired, stemming from a May 24th crash in Bingham Township. Authorities say Oberski was driving on Jurgis Road near Primer Road when he crashed his vehicle. Tests confirmed Oberski had a blood alcohol content of 0.213. During the hearing, the defense noted Oberski's community involvement, including his work with local little league and basketball programs, and confirmed he had already completed an Impact Weekend program. The court sentenced Oberski to 9 months probation, 24 hours of community service, and ordered him to pay $720 in remaining fines and costs. He was sentenced to 1 day in jail and received credit for 1 day already served in the county jail. And Melissa Grace Duggins appeared in the 73B District Court on August 20th of this year to face a charge of third-degree retail fraud. She entered a no-contest plea to the charge. Under the terms of the agreement, the court granted a 120-day delayed sentence. If Duggins successfully completes all court-ordered conditions by December 18th of 2026, the conviction will be entered as disturbing the peace, a 90-day misdemeanor. Conditions of the delay include enrolling in and completing the Thinking Matters program by November 25th, 2026, and performing 10 hours of community service. Duggins is also required to pay $425 in fines and costs. Additionally, the court has prohibited Duggins from entering the Bad Axe Walmart, with the sole exception of using the store's grocery pickup service while remaining in her vehicle. Duggins is scheduled to return to court on December 18th of this year for a review of her progress. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.